Empowerment. At least 20 persons with disability in Busia have received tools and equipment from the National Fund for the Disabled with a view to engage in income-generating activities. Speaking during the event at the office of the County Commissioner, Professor Julia Ajiambo, Trustee National Fund for the Disabled in Kenya, said that the kits are worth ₱650,000. These tools and equipment cost 650,000 shillings and we have covered 20 people living with disabilities, she said. Professor Ajiambo asked the beneficiaries not to sell the tools and instead them to get something for the sustainability of their needs and for the family. Professor Julia Ajiambo, Trustee, National Fund for the Disabled of Kenya, right, and Jacqueline Sabule, Assistant County Commissioner, Center, hands over farm tools to a person living with disability. They asked him to use the tools to earn a living and sustain themselves. We have given these tools and equipment to them because they need to be helped. They should get food and even school fees for their children. We don't want them to go back to the street to beg because with this equipment, they will be able to get something so they should not sell it, she said. The official called on the county government of Busia and other stakeholders to work with them in ensuring that all disabled people have been reached and helped wherever they are. I want to ask the county government and other stakeholders to work with the National Fund for Disabled to ensure that every person living with disability has been reached. We cannot get to every person living with disability, but the county government has that ability, so I urge them together with the social development officer to help us reach every person, she said. Busia Assistant County Commissioner, Jacqueline Sabule, asked those who live with the disabled people not to hide them and instead to help them by ensuring they receive education and other needs. People living with disabilities have different talents and abilities, so I am requesting those people who are hiding their children because of disability to come out and take their children to school and even give them a chance to live like other people, she said. William Ekoma, one of the beneficiaries, appreciated the government for their support and promised to create employment for others. With these machines, we will be able to get the school fees and food for our families. We will also be able to create employment opportunities for other people who will be helping us. As people living with disabilities, we are grateful to the government for helping us today, he said. The kits ranged from welding machines, farm tools, sewing machine, leather toolkits, car washing machines and carpenter toolkits. One of the beneficiaries speaks during an event where they received tools and equipment from the National Fund for Disabled in Kenya. They ask the government to put in place measures that will ensure all persons living with disabilities have been reached.